I said there's no right and no wrong. All I want to know is how you think of it. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you might say to somebody, would you?
Close the door, please.
All right, and if you wanted to be rude about it, you might say,
shut the door.
Beautiful. The outside part of a house, if it's not brick, the outside part is usually made of
lumber.
Mm-hmm. And would this have a name?
I've heard a term, but I can't think what it is.
Do you ever hear it called weatherboarding?
Yes, what I've heard.
That's what you...
I've heard weatherboarding.
Now, this is the wood...
Woodwork outside.
All right. I took a hammer and a nail, and the nail into the board.
I nailed.
All right, but what you did to it, I...
Hammered. Oh. I drove the nail.
All right. And I have a bunch of posts that have got to be...
Replaced.
Uh-huh, but using the word drive. They've got to be...
Driven.
All right. In my lifetime, I have many a nail.
Driven many a nail.
And every day I get in my car and I...
Drive.
The outside part of the house, the top part that the rain falls on, is the
roof.
If you have a house with some eaves in it, there's a narrow, shallow place between the eaves. The rain will fall on the roof and then run down.
Come down the gutter.
All right. Now, is this the gutter down that comes down
where
the roof?
Comes down. Now, when I think of the gutter, I think of the water as it reaches the edge of the house, and there is a trough or something that lets it go on down to the ground, and we call that the gutter.
Okay. Is there a little building that you might have? You mentioned your storage house. Is there another building that you might have outside a house where you keep tools or equipment?
The tool house.
All right, do you ever hear this called a tool shed or a shed?
Yes.
Is a shed built onto the house or away from the house?
I think of it away from the house.
Away from the house. Did you, that noise, did you?
Hear?
All right, yes, I.
Heard?
Yes, I have it. I have heard.
Heard it.
Right. All right, and that's what I'm driving at. Have you heard of that man? Yes, I don't know him, but yes,
I've heard him. I've seen him.
Would you ever say, I've heard tell of him?
Why do you ask that? Yes, I've heard.
Would that be different from I've heard of him? Would you make any difference?
I've heard him. Yes, would be different. I've heard tell of him. Somebody told me about him. I didn't hear him. But I heard it myself, you see.
But if you said, I've heard of him, that'd be the same as I've heard tell of him.
Yes, I've heard of him and heard tell of him. It'd be the same.
It'd be the same. Mm-hmm. All right. Have you seen that man? No, I...
Have not.
Right. I don't smoke cigarettes, but my brother...
Does.
Does that man care about anything? No, he
doesn't care.
Are you really sure about that? No, I'm not.
I'm not too sure.
Right? You're talking about someone, say, who's been arrested for a crime, and you're maybe gossiping about it with a neighbor. You're not too sure. You don't want to say that he did it. So you might say to them, well, I don't know, but... say he did it. Would you be more likely, that probably is pretty difficult to, for
yes,
you to understand.
Is.